We mentioned the restrictions of bringing a Sefer Torah from one location to the next. The Piskei Tshuvos tells us, in the event that certain circumstances, which we defined a little bit of it last time, it will continue today, that one is allowed to, he says that it's necessary when a person carries the Sefer Torah from one room or from one location to the next, v'shah shemavilin osa v'rachov nohagin v'chsos v'talos, that a person, in order to show as much kavod and to minimize any lack of honor, we make sure that the Sefer Torah is covered with a talos from when it's carried from point A to point B. Someone also mentioned to me the idea of that when a Sefer Torah is brought to a different location, that there may be a minimal amount of times that the Torah should be read in that particular location. That's what he discusses now. He says, Tehini Baharmi Mimkomos, he finds in a lot of places, Nishtarish Minhag Lahakbid Likros Sefer Torah Gimel Krios Bemakum Shemavim Kodim Chazarasol Makum HaKavua. He says that there's some places, numerous places, that they're meticulous, that they do not allow a Sefer Torah to be brought from one place to the next, to remove it from its set place, unless it's being read at that other place, at least Gimel Krios, at least three readings. Maybe some of us are familiar with this, but then he continues and says, V'ein Makar L'minhag Zeb Aposkim. He actually quotes, among others, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal, that says that there's really no source for this custom. Of course, the fact that we have this minhag, we should not minimize it, and we should not just simply say that because there's no makor anywhere to support this, that it should not continue to be done in a community that has such a custom. That's what he says here. Ach roi l'hachzik bo mishum kavod hatorah. Because the reason why this number of three was instituted was to show that Torah should not just be thrown around from one place to the next. You lay in here one week, you bring the Torah to this room and to this house. It shows a lack of respect. And therefore, for this reason, even though there may not be any primary sources to support this, nonetheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that it certainly is a worthwhile minhag, if one has that custom, to embrace and to keep in order to ensure that Kavod HaTorah remains in their community. But then he continues and says, Yesh Omrim, that there are those that say, Shadi Kriya Gimel Pa'amim, once the Torah is read three times in one place, Ef Shul HaKel, then it's possible to be lenient, Af She'ein Miyachin Makom Mechav Lo Haniach Shama Sefer Torah, even if that place does not have a set chamber, a set aron, a set area for that Sefer Torah to be placed. And he brings down, in the name of the Sefer Yalkut Avraham, he says that, according to many poskim, De'em shum asmachta l'hakel ayde kriya gimel pa'amim. It says, the fact that you've lain in a specific place for three times, that should not be a reason to be lenient. Im ein makum mechabin v'aron otev, if there's not a set place to put the aron. So he says it's really not dependent on the amount of times that one lands to minimize the issue of Kavod HaTorah, but that when the Torah is placed in a specific area, such as an aron or a teva, that's how Kavod HaTorah is realized. And therefore, for those that have a Sefer Torah and it's being brought from one place to the next, if one could have some type of aron or some type of place where it can be put, even though it's a temporary place, but since it's put in that specific aron, then that will minimize the issue of a lack of Kavod HaTorah. And therefore, in, for example, our community, in which the Sefer Torah can be brought from, for example, to someone's house, which we'll talk about in a minute, the laws of Avelus, the fact that it's put in a specific aron, in a specific place, which is set aside specifically for a Sefer Torah, then all these issues would not apply. And therefore, even if the Torah would not be lain for three times, which may be preferred, but that would not be necessary. And then he continues and says, the maskanas ha-davarim, the bottom line, anoshim she'en b'yachaltim b'shum oifin leches l'beis achneses l'shmo kriyas ha-Torah. If you have people that cannot, it's impossible for them to get to shul to hear the laning, could go in, and as we mentioned before, for example, someone who is locked up in jail, ocholim zakenim, possibly someone who is just too sick to get out of their home, someone who is elderly, cannot leave, their shut-ins. Im ein heim asara, if within that area there are not the minimum amount to create a minyan, a quorum of 10, ein lehevi b'shvilim sefer Torah. At that point, the Torah should not be brought to them, because after all, the obligation of laning is not on a yochid, on an individual. It's on the tzibur. So if there's no tzibur there, then you don't have to worry about it. The obligation does not fall upon your shoulders. However, if you have 10 guys locked up in jail, which unfortunately it's more common than not, or let's say you're at a, let's say, in a hospital, then a Torah is allowed to be brought to them because they constitute a tzibur. However, he says that when we are strict that an individual should not have a sefer Torah brought to their home, it depends. He says, "Ein advar mamurim el kisharotzim lehevi sefer Torah rak lizman hakriya." That's only when the Torah is being brought specifically for it to be read. And as soon as after it's being read, after shachris is immediately whisked away out of that person's home. But if, as the Mechaber stipulated, that if the Sefer Torah would be there already for a day or two, that you keep a Sefer Torah in their home, it doesn't make a difference who you are. Even if you're an individual, we're going to be more lenient. Because the whole problem is that you're going to cause a zilzal, some type of disgrace to the Torah. But if it's something which the Torah is already going to be there for a permanent amount of time, for a couple of days, then the issues don't apply, and therefore for an individual will also allow Sefer Torah to be brought to that person. And for that reason, we'll conclude with the following halacha. With regard to someone who is in base avel, a mourner, who is obviously, there's not 10 necessarily, there could be, but even in the case where there's one person who is sitting shiva, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that we will allow a Sefer Torah to be brought to that person's home. So you can say why it's an individual, so why is it necessary? And he says as follows. V'im ki yesh v'yashus l'tzibur, ha'mespanlish ha'melechas achret fi'il v'esach nesis l'shmo akris ha'Torah. The truth is, the other 9, or many people that go and daven at the base of Avel, it is possible that thereafter they can go to another shul, a later minion, in here laning. Mikol makam, even though that's the case, no hagin lehevi sefer Torah l'sham l'kavod avel. In order to show honor to the person who is in avelus, we will bring a sefer Torah to that individual's home. V'gam ki im lo yikru sham, because for a practical reason, that if we would not bring a Sefer Torah there, and there is a minion there without a Sefer Torah, what will happen? Then it's possible that maybe the tzibur ke'il shelo yelchu achar kach l'hashem shmias kriyas haTorah b'vesach neses. It's very possible and very practical that that group that assembled to be at that Beis Avel will not hear the laning thereafter. V'lochein hatira b'chol gavni, and that's the reason why we go lenient. And in conclusion of all these halachos, as we'll continue something else next time, is that the whole issue of bringing a Sefer Torah from one place to the next is, as the Mishnah Berurah said, shezilzulhu l'sefer Torah halicha el anashim shesrichim la. It's a disgrace that the Sefer Torah needs to be brought to the people that need to hear it. It's more honorable that the people who need to hear it, they should go to it. And therefore, any time where there is no zilzal, where there's not going to be any form of disgrace, that the Torah is being brought from the person, from the place to the person, then will not be an issue whatsoever.